So let me just read that. Anointing of the whole group. Then Jesus called the 12 together and gave them power and authority over all demons and to cure diseases. And he sent them out to proclaim the kingdom of God and to heal. He said to them, take nothing for your journey, no staff, nor bag, nor bread, nor money, not even an extra tunic. Whatever house you enter, stay there and leave from there. Wherever they do not welcome you, as you are leaving that town, shake the dust off your feet as a testimony against them. They departed and went through the villages, bringing the good news and curing diseases everywhere. Now Herod the ruler heard about all that had taken place, and he was perplexed, because it was said by some that John had been raised from the dead, by some that Elijah had appeared, and by others that one of the ancient prophets had arisen. Herod said, John I beheaded, but who is this about whom I hear such things? And he tried to see him. On their return, the apostles told Jesus all they had done. He took them with him and withdrew privately to a city called Bethsaida. So here we see in this passage that Jesus, he equips his disciples and sends them out to proclaim the word of God. And we see later on that Herod, who is the very same Herod that Pontius Pilate sent Jesus to later on before his crucifixion, we see that he hears about it and he wonders, is this the same, is this the John that I beheaded? Because that's what people are saying. And we see that as they go out and proclaim God's word, and the disciples later, they come back to Jesus before withdrawing and arresting again. And you know, just as I was meditating upon today's word, you know, I was reading about it, I was reading this passage and thinking about it, and I try to imagine myself actually as one of the disciples, you know, and I see myself there, and I'm with 11 of my other friends, my brothers, and Jesus says to me, here you go, power and authority I have given you. You know, here's power over all demons, over all diseases. So go out, proclaim my kingdom, the kingdom of my Father, and heal others. And basically, do the things that you have seen me do plenty of times over the past time that we've been together. And I imagine myself receiving this and going, all right, God, you're giving me power, authority. All right, I've seen you do this plenty of times. I feel like, all right, I can do this. So I imagine myself lacing up my sandals, picking up my bag, and just as I'm about to leave, Jesus holds up his hand and he says, hold on, hold on. You can leave that bag here. And all I said to Jesus is, hey, this is just my extra tunic. You know, I just have the clothes on my back right now. I don't have anything else, Jesus. And he's like, no, 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 you won't even need extra clothes. So I put my bag down and I say, well, can I take some bread? He's like, no bread. A little bit of money? No, no money. Take absolutely nothing. So then I assume, and this is, I feel this is the way that many of us start thinking, okay, well, these are the things that Jesus said not to do. But there are plenty of things that he didn't say not to do. So he said, don't take an extra tunic. Well, I've got an extra robe. Maybe I can take that, you know. And Jesus says, no, you need absolutely nothing, you know. Absolutely nothing at all. It says, once again, let me read it for you. It says, take nothing for your journey. No staff, nor bag, nor bread, nor money. Not even an extra tunic. So at this point, I'm like, all right, fine, Jesus. We'll do it your way. I guess I won't need all this stuff. So let's go back to what you said earlier. You said, proclaim the kingdom of God. How exactly do you want us to do that? Is there some sort of program that we should follow? Do you want us to start a men's ministry, a children's ministry? Should we start a homeless shelter? Is there anything, any particular way we should go about it? And he says, no. Just go proclaim the kingdom of God. And I feel like even for many of us today, you know, as we hear God's call, you know, God calls us all the time. He calls us constantly to join in with his work. You know, he even says, you know, he says, go and I'll provide. But so many times, our first reaction is just to stop and say, well, okay, God, we need to do that, but we need a plan as well, don't we? We need a program, some kind of schedule. And, you know, if you're hoping, you know, as I was, you know, even as I was reading this and being challenged by this, you know, are we, maybe this was just an extreme method reserved for just the select 12, the 12 disciples that Jesus had. Well, in the very next chapter, Jesus anoints 70 others to go. And so we know that this is not just for the 12. It was this calling that Jesus had, and he sent out and equipped a lot of people with the very same instructions. Take nothing, just go. And it wasn't even this idea of, well, is there a place that I can rest? Is there a home that you've prepared for me? He says, you know, I don't even want you to depend on your own self for a place, not even an inn. I want you to go to somebody's home. And it's this idea, it's this picture of utter dependence in every single possible way. You know, with only the clothes, it would be as if I, as soon as I'm finished here, I would leave for a country that I've never been to, with no plan whatsoever, and God saying, you know, do my work here. And just the idea, as I continue to think about it, was terrifying. Many years ago, I was part of a mission trip. I was fortunate enough to be part of a mission trip in Canada where we were sent to a native reserve in the middle of Saskatchewan. This is really the middle of nowhere. And this was really the most hands-off mission trip I've ever been to. Basically, what they would do is they would give us a boxes of supplies, basically a month's worth of food and just enough materials for, let's say, a children's camp. And we went there, and basically the missionary, he dropped us off, he prepared us, you know, this is the community, this is where you're going to live, and here you go. And he drops us off, and he drives away. And, you know, in many ways, we were much better prepared than the disciples. You know, we had everything we needed in terms of food, we had everything in terms of the supplies we needed. We even had a lot of preparation. We had prepared for months ahead, you know, in terms of what we were going to do. And yet, you know, in so many different ways, we were so afraid, so unprepared, so there's such a great feeling of anxiety, of inadequacy. You know, we knew our purpose and where we were supposed to be and why we were supposed to be there. But how do we go about spreading the gospel? You know, how did we go about doing the work that God had for us? And, you know, this is where I just confess my own weakness in saying, you know, not very well. Typically, this is how we would do it. We would bake some cookies. We take a plate of cookies, we would take it, knock on a door, and be like, hi, good morning. We're the new people that just came in from out of town, and we're nice people, so please don't be afraid of us. And then in parentheses, you know, very quietly, we would say, and please believe in Jesus. And so, you know, it was this idea that, you know, Jesus called his disciples, he says in verse 2, he says to proclaim the kingdom of God. And as I was studying this, you know, I found out this was the Greek word keruso, which means to herald or to proclaim, to preach, especially in a very public manner, much like the role of a public crier, you know, the person who says, hear ye, hear ye. And I realized that Jesus called his disciples to go to a place they've never been to, penniless, breadless, homeless, and to really proclaim the kingdom of God. And yet, here our whole team was, with even more at our disposal, more than we needed, actually. We had a lot of food. We didn't need all that food. We had a great facility where we could invite kids to come. We had everything we needed. On top of that, you know, in comparison to back then, we have now the Holy Spirit in us. You know, a counselor, our guide. And yet, we were so timid. We were so shy about the kingdom of God. You know, we can't always compare our lifestyle now with the lifestyle back then, obviously. You know, there are many differences that we have. God has blessed us in many different ways now, and the world has changed in a lot of ways. But when Jesus called his disciples to go out, he did it in such a way that there would be not even a sliver of a doubt that it was the power that was given to them. You know, it was nothing else. Not their own merit, not their own strength. Jesus says, take nothing else for your journey. And nothing I'm going to assume in those times means the same thing it does today, which is nothing. And so, you know, I was really blessed by this past weekend. You know, Pastor Danny, he talked about so many good things. But one of the things he mentioned was how God has poured out his Spirit among us. And that the supernatural spiritual existence that we read about in the Bible, that we read about in the Bible, is possible, is available for us today. You know, we can be bold as the disciples, proclaiming the powerful and life-changing word of God. And even though we may feel unprepared, even though we may feel like we don't have enough, even though we may feel like, oh, we're going to face a lot of difficulties and it's too difficult. And yet Jesus reminds us. He reminds us in John chapter 16, verse 33. He says, you know, so that in me you may have peace. In this world you will have trouble, but take heart. I have overcome the world. Let me read that again. In me you may have peace, so that in this world you may have trouble, but take heart, for I have overcome the world. And oftentimes we think of God as a God who comes at last minute saves. Oh, I need this and I need that by this date. And oh, God, I just really need this amount of money by this time, or I need this report to be done by this time. I need to hand it in. And God, when is it going to happen? You said you'll provide. And 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and God comes and saves with his provision. You know, this is the way that we often think about it. There's such a period of unrest, feeling like we're not prepared. But here we see that that isn't the case. You know, even before the disciples set out for the work Christ had for them, he had already prepared them by granting them the thing that they would need the most, which is power and authority. And so, let me read for you, actually, the devotion today. And it says, in this passage, we can see that the Lord has bestowed his power, authority, and trust upon the whole group of the 12 apostles, including even Judas, who betrayed him, and Peter, who disowned him. Do you think Jesus did not know this? He definitely knew that they would do this. Our Lord is so generous as to give this whole group standing in front of him the tools for serving, the weapons for fighting, the territory to be recovered, and the authority needed. Then we see the outcome of the whole group accepting and putting into action what was received. They move forward with irresistible force. And so, just as we continue to meditate upon this, can we just spend some time, can we just close our eyes right now? And as Gene leads us in a song of worship, let's just continue to meditate upon today's word. And, you know, God, he invites us to his work. You know, he invites us to join in with the plan that he has. And so today, in whatever way God has called us, whatever way he has called you to proclaim his kingdom, let's just do so boldly. You know, whatever feelings of inadequacy, whatever fears you may have about feeling unprepared, or whatever fear you may have about being unworthy because of even sinfulness. You know, it says Judas and Peter, you know, these are people that Christ knew would betray him. And yet, even then, he gives freely of his gifts. And so let's just come before him with our brokenness and our sinfulness, our unpreparedness, our inadequacy. Let's just lay that all down before him. And let's really just have confidence that we have power in the Spirit. In the Spirit that has been so freely poured upon us. And even more so than that, we also even have freedom in Christ's blood that was poured out for us. So let's just continue to meditate upon these truths today as we sing the song of worship. Let me read today's prayer, devotional prayer. It says, "Dear Lord, we pray that the body of Christ in Hong Kong will no longer be separated. Instead, may they gather together in front of you to receive your commission, power, and authority. With your anointing, may the whole group be able to work together to accomplish your work in Hong Kong, to recover what you want to recover, so that your name will be greatly exalted. Amen." So as we begin our time of prayer, let's start by actually praying for the author of this devotion. It's Reverend Lydia Wong, and she currently is the missions director of Hong Kong Tsi Kwong Bethel Church Limited, and also the chair lady of the board of directors of Ladder Mission Limited. And so let's just pray for her and her ministry, and that God will just continue to use her mightily and just bless her in all that she does. And so let's just pray for her right now. Let's also just continue to pray for our community. Let's just pray for those with cancer, those who are going through chemo, and those who are waiting on transplant. And let's just really pray for God's healing hands over our brothers and sisters. So let's just continue to pray for them. Also to continue being prayer for those with illnesses, but also those who are still waiting for that word of salvation. And let's just really pray that God would just continue to soften their hearts, so that when they receive just those seeds of just the truth of the word, that really they would be able to take root and really, that even in despite of just their physical and the needs of the physical that they have, that even more that God would satisfy just the needs of the Spirit, which are even more dire and more pressing. So let's just continue to press on in prayer for them. It's also to continue to pray for those with infirmities, those with just suffering. Let's just pray for that comforting hand to be upon each and every one of them. Slide, let's pray for those who are looking for jobs. You know, as P. Sammy, you know, he said he just really felt like, you know, all of these names on this list will soon be taken off. And so let's just claim that with faith. Let's just claim God's supernatural provision for each and every one of our brothers and sisters on this list. Let's just turn now to our missions focus. And today, let's pray for China. Let's especially pray for SP Beijing, for the Chong family, for Matt and Nate's parents, for the Basarabas, for Leanne, for Edie Clark, for the Chichihar kids, and the churches in China. And let's just continue to pray for this nation, that God would just continue to break enemy strongholds, that He would just continue to pour out His Spirit upon this nation. Let's also just pray for the staff. Let's just pray that God continues to use them mightily for His kingdom. Let's especially pray for them right now as they're away in Taiwan on a retreat. Let's just pray that they would have just a good time of rest and a good time of recharging, and that really that God would continue to reveal His plan for them, especially in this new year. Also continue to pray for the worship team as well as the audiovisual team. And just as they continue to serve faithfully, let's just pray for that heart of worship, and that they would not seek after just the praise of man, but really to please the heart of God. And so let's just pray for them. Let's just spend some time right now praying for the house churches that are meeting tonight. Let's pray for Bonham, for Kowloon, for LKF, for OPR. And let's just really pray that these are moments when just communities can come together and just really come together as the body and just really give glory to God. And so let's pray for the house churches. God, we thank You for this morning. We just thank you for this time of just your word and your revelation, God. And I pray that as we just continue on, Father, in this spiritual walk that you have given us, in this race that you have called us to run, Lord, that help us to do so in freedom. Help us to do so in confidence, God. Knowing that you have already given us more than what we need, Father, that we overflow with the blessings that you have poured out upon us, God. And so help us to move in power and authority, Lord, without fear, knowing that every enemy's stronghold will crumble because you have overcome the world, Father, and we have nothing to fear. So God, strengthen our hearts, Lord. And we love you so much, Father. And so all this we pray in your most precious name. Amen. Thank you, and just continue to have your time of prayer this morning, and I hope everybody has a good day.